The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report with Dom and Charles.
Charles, we said we'd do a wrap-up of the latest developments in the Bruce Lehrman proceedings.
Yes. And
I just want to say from the offset, Charles, I just want to get this off my chest.
Mm.
Reporting judicial proceedings is protected by the defence of absolute privilege under Section 27, Part 2B of the Defamation Act.
Mm.
So as long as we are simply describing evidence, documents, details tendered in court,
yes,
I don't see how anybody could sue us.
Is there a problem with us sort of wryly commenting on our opinions about the veracity or otherwise of certain evidence tendered in court?
Yes.
So what we should do is just have a not very non-sarcastic tone.
That's right. We should just lay it out.
Yeah.
It's very important to lay it out. There's no opinion. I certainly wouldn't want to snigger or laugh.
Well, the funny thing is, Dom, that I suffer from a condition. It's a very rare condition.
Oh, yeah.
Where things that I say sound sarcastic, even when they're not.
The way that these things work is that they're on transcript, aren't they, generally?
So, oh, yeah.
So if the transcript of what you said is respectful and shows that you believe what's being said, I think the tone would be hard to communicate in a proceedings.
Well, that's good. But also just recognise that if you do hear a bit of a sarcastic tone coming through, that's just a result of my very rare condition.
Yes.
It doesn't convey any level of sarcasm at all.
And also, I guess having spent our lives in satire,
we
have a sort of brain injury whereby
we
find it very hard to believe even people who've been very honest and done nothing wrong.
Well, exactly.
And it's actually debilitating for us. We are the victims in
this
scenario.
We are the victims, like so many other people in this story.
And if we were sued for defamation, it would actually be victimizing us because of our condition.
Yes.
Let's get into it after this.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now, Charles, the thing I want to observe at the start of this process, and again, this is just a report of court proceedings.
Yes, good. I'm glad. We're sort of like the Journal of Record.
Court reporters.
Yeah, we're court reporters.
Although we didn't attend the court. We're just basically reading out things from other newspapers. I just want to remind everybody that these proceedings began when Bruce Lehman was not identified by the project. He's claiming that the report that they aired, which did not mention his name, nevertheless identified him.
Yes.
At this stage in the proceedings, Charles, would you say that we know who Bruce Lehman is?
Yes.
Would you say we know quite a lot about Bruce Lehman at this point in time?
Yes, of course.
Because a lot of evidence has been tendered recently. We're going to go through some of the things that the court has heard recently. It's pretty extraordinary. It's pretty extraordinary.
Is the point what you're saying is Bruce Lehman brought this proceeding because already he thought, well, when somebody describes, you know, a creep running around Parliament House,
he felt that he'd been
identified. That's clearly me. isn't that the point? Like, that's what he did.
Well, presumably that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
Enough was said.
Yes.
Enough was said that people could conclude it was me if they knew me.
And then what you're saying is even beyond that, we have been, I think it's right to say, we have been surprised by the allegations made against Bruce Lehman in the last week. Like, even knowing everything that we have already known, including things like the fact that he's also up on other sexual assault charges completely unrelated to all the Brittany Higgins stuff in Toowoomba, which is in Queensland.
There's a prominent Toowoomba figure or something,
for a while. So even after all that, there's still a new level of allegations which are a surprise. Run us through them.
Okay, so I've got the list here from The Guardian. They've got a nice little bullet pointed. The five five things we heard last Thursday. So we're recording this on Friday as the proceedings continue, by the way, so I'm not completely up to date. So this is from Taylor Auerbach, who used to be a producer at Channel 7.
A fine, upstanding man.
And was basically Bruce Lehman's wrangler or minder, trying to cajole him into giving an interview to their program Spotlight, right?
Yes. So he's working for essentially a fairly tabloid TV news program.
Charles, don't be defaming Spotlight. fine, upstanding program that in no way salacious.
But whose job is, I mean, you know, like, think what you like about Taylor Auerbach, but, you know, like, his job is to do the dirty work of getting interviews. Like, that's his job, is to sort of wine and dine people.
Prominent figures, and he's certainly wined and dined Bruce Lehman. Let's listen to some of the things the court heard. Point one, Auerbach told the court, his evidence, not ours, Charles, that Lehman bought cocaine and Googled sex workers on a night out. Now, in point one, isn't there a bit of vertical integration? Can't you get the cocaine from the sex workers?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Oh, what's going on there? That's just inefficient. The market needs to solve that one. So that's the allegation.
Yeah.
Point two, Auerbach claimed he was offered a pay rise and promotion.
Wait a minute. Sorry, how do you Google sex workers? Like, is that illegal? Is it like?
Well, sex work's legal in New Zealand. That'd be fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right.
It's just independent contractors.
Like brothel.com or
presumably,
something?
Presumably. Yeah. just Google independent contractors.
I'm going to Google right now. Do you have any cocaine?
Yeah. Maybe you can tick a box that says that you can do that. So that's point one. Yep. Point two, Auerbach claimed he was, and I'm quoting The Guardian here, he was offered a pay rise and promotion after being rebuked by Seven for putting a Thai massage parlour expense on a Channel 7 credit card and offering his resignation. So this night out happened.
Yeah.
The court heard that basically the personal cards bounced.
Wait a minute. So is this for the sex work or the cocaine?
The sex work. Right. Allegedly the women turned up at the hotel suite or the apartment, wherever it was that Channel 7 had paid for the accommodation.
Yeah.
And they brought a portable FPOS machine, as you do.
As you do.
As you do.
Yeah.
Because they're independent contractors. With a business
to run. I hope they
pay
themselves super.
Yeah. I hope they, I wonder what the credit card charges are. Anyway. So they brought the machine along.
Yep.
And their personal cards didn't work. They bounced. So Auerbach went, well, this is a bit embarrassing. I've got to bring out the Channel 7 corporate card. That won't bounce, presumably. Yes. And so that's how Channel 7 got involved in paying for it.
Right. But was Auerbach, surely regardless of who paid for it on the night, this was a work-related expense for Auerbach, wasn't it? Like, his whole job is to get this guy across the line and to agree to do the interview. And
well, this is one of the things that's being contested,
being told, look, at all costs, let's get this story. This is a hot story. We want to talk to the victim in this story.
Well, the
Bruce Lehman.
The thing that's strange is that apparently he then the following day said to his boss, "Oh, I've charged all these things that were personal. I'll pay them back." And offered to resign after what went down. Mm. But then the court heard he got a promotion.
Right, yes.
So he was
what you're very saying valuable is, employee. Do you think that there was just spitballing here, this is not evidence, but spitballing here, you walk into your boss, you say, "Mate, I've done the most amazing thing. I've actually landed an interview with the guy that you told me to just, no expenses spared, get."
Right.
But in doing so, some of the stuff that I would normally charge to my personal account and then we'd work out a back channel to get me back the money, you know, through per diems or whatever. Instead, I actually just had to go direct using the corporate credit card because my personal credit card didn't work.
Charles, you wanted to know how this whole thing unfolded with Lehman and the Googling.
I've got
Auerbach's testimony here.
Oh,
I'm
fantastic.
Quoting.
Okay, yep.
He said he was building rapport with Lehman in the hope of securing an interview for Spotlight.
Mm.
And here's where I'm quoting. "Mr. Lehman had, over dinner, purchased a bag of cocaine while we were dining at Franca. Does that mean that someone delivered it to the restaurant, is he claiming? Or was it like a bonus options menu or
was
something?
Was that the dessert menu?
I don't know.
Like, so wait a minute, where is Franca and how do we get
sure.
a booking there?
So he pulled the cocaine out and then started to put it on a plate.
What? In the restaurant?
Sorry, I missed it.
Oh, no, sorry. Oh.
And then when we got upstairs to the room, he pulled the bag out and started to put it on a plate, I'm quoting still, and then started talking to me about a prospective Spotlight story and his desire to order prostitutes to the Meriton that night and began Googling a series of websites to try and make that happen. So it's all come out. He's gone upstairs to the Meriton, which Seven, I think, paid for. That's not in dispute. Puts the Coke on the plate. Starts saying, well, we could do a story. By the way, going to Google me some prostitutes to come to the Meriton. So it's all happening at once. Things are moving quickly, Charles.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think it's building rapport?
I think that's very rapport building.
Okay.
So I've got a few questions which I'd like. I don't know whether it's been answered in evidence, but did he microwave the plate first before he put the cocaine down?
I don't know.
You know how otherwise it gets a bit. Well, I've heard.
You've heard?
It gets a bit cluggy.
If you don't
have a sort of slightly heated plate.
It's a good tip, Charles. I reckon, thank you for that.
I reckon that's a thing. And what colour was the plate? Because
white on white,
it's a disaster.
Okay, I can only imagine. Mm. Okay, so this is the interesting thing. So point two about the claim that Auerbach was offered a pay rise and promotion after being rebuked. So Channel 7 asked lots of questions. And, I mean, full credit to the credit card review team at Channel 7. They went, hang on a sec, this isn't quite right. So he sent an email resignation the following day,
right.
26th of November, 7:39 a.m.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well done to him for being up that early.
So he was, bump in the morning.
So he billed Channel 7 more than $10,000 for the services of the Thai masseuses. Those are some high-paid masseuses.
Yeah, especially you'd think you'd get somewhere better than Meriton to do that.
And like Matthew,
sort of a bit low rent.
There was somewhere where he had a jacuzzi. Anyway.
Oh, okay. Maybe
Matthew Richardson, SC, representing Lehman, said that Auerbach's payment was personal rather than work-related. Really? Was it? He was building rapport.
I reckon there should be evidence from the people who are on either side of that hotel room, because Meriden apartments are notoriously... The walls thin are very wall. Thin. Like, I think you'd probably be able to get the transcript just from the person next door.
So Lehman's lawyer says that it was personal, not work-related. He'd been dishonest in doing it. And then Auerbach said, no, it was to do with my work. And not only did Channel 7 not accept my resignation, but the week after they rebuked me, the week after they rebuked Auerbach for billing the company card, he was offered a promotion and a pay rise.
Yes.
Again from The Guardian.
Well, you can interpret that however you want, but I don't think we're allowed to interpret that.
No.
Yeah, no.
I mean, he got the interview, right?
He got the interview, but he probably, you know what I reckon was? I reckon he was promoted for his incredible remorse.
It could be.
Yeah.
Maybe his bosses were kind and were like, oh, this poor bloke is spending thousands of dollars on prostitutes for his personal expenses. He needs more money.
He needs more money for his personal expenses. That makes sense.
It'd be amazing to know.
I've never thought of Channel 7 as a compassionate workplace, but I'm getting the vibe you get is that they're understanding of the foibles of their employees.
Look, once you're in, they'll back you to the field. Ask Ben Robert Smith.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, let's take a break for a moment and just double-check the legislation on all of this.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
Couple of other brief things that aren't really relevant here. Apparently, Auerbach hates his former colleague, Steve Jackson. Lehman's SC is trying to claim this is all Auerbach getting revenge on Channel 7.
But wait a minute. Don't Bruce Lehman and Auerbach have great rapport?
Well, not so much anymore.
All right.
No, I think the lawyers are getting stuck in each other. Look, I hope that after this they can become friends again.
Well, I wonder how they'll become friends again.
there's a ritual, a bonding ritual. Okay, so there's that.
Mm.
Now, this is where it starts getting more concerning. It says here, Auerbach admitted to sending naked photos of a woman to journalists without her consent.
What?
Yeah.
Auerbach did that.
Auerbach. And this is what was apparently related. The question in court was whether this was related to the termination of his employment at Sky News. And apparently Sky News told him that they were terminating him for trust and confidence issues. So Auerbach's, there's some problem with Auerbach.
There's some credibility
issues. The final thing is, and this is interesting, Auerbach claims that he let Lehman into the Channel 7 offices to photocopy confidential court documents.
Oh, my fucking Lord.
And
what?
So this is interesting.
Yeah, that's...
So Lehman got all these documents, presumably through the discovery process or whatever.
Yes.
You get anything that the other side have on you, you get a copy of.
Which you're explicitly not allowed to then share with media organisations. Like when you do discovery.
Is that right? Yes. You've been involved in discovery.
Yes. When you're involved in discovery, the whole point is they are there simply for the purposes of that court proceeding. It's so actually
Auerbach alleges that some of this stuff was photographed by Mark Llewellyn, the Spotlight EP.
Fucking hell.
And he actually says that the smoking gun here is that Llewellyn's glasses and bald head were visible in the screen reflection. That's what Auerbach's claiming.
Wow, I think there's a lot of people with bald heads at Channel 7.
I mean, where was Koshy at the time?
That is a very that's a big allegation.
It's certainly a big allegation.
Why is that good? But it's the least salacious. So nobody's reported on
that. So Auerbach let him into Channel 7. This is what he's saying. He let Lehman into the Channel 7 office, presumably in Martin Place.
Yeah.
Used his staff pass to log into the photocopier.
Yeah.
And left Lehman there to photocopy a large number of legal documents. So basically the whole dossier allegedly was handed over.
No, that is not what it's saying. It's saying that maybe his Kinko's card had run out.
Maybe he needed to do some, maybe he's doing uni.
It was just admin and he would have just taken those documents away. Like Bruce Lehman understands that he's not allowed to just willy-nilly share it with a media organization.
I'm sure. Maybe he was just photocopying his ass and just sending it to all staff who then couldn't identify him.
Oh, I wonder whether I reckon photocopy would be a good surface to do cocaine from.
Would it?
Yes, because it's like it's
a flat glass surface.
Flat glass surface and you could heat it up by using a photocopier thing. Yeah.
And then send it to all staff along with your ass, right. So Auerbach also alleged that Lehman paid for the night, the big night, other than the charges for sex workers, but then asked for and received reimbursement for Channel 7.
Right.
So it's not clear exactly how much Channel 7 paid for in all of this.
But that's not very surprising either, because isn't Channel 7 paying for his apartment?
They're paying for a lot of things for the guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like he's just – it's sort of like their version of charity. You know how – some organisations do things like give to the homeless or give to, the environment
hospitals.
Or, give to Médecins Sans Frontières.
People who are doing it tough.
Yeah, yeah. And Channel 7 looks at Bruce Lehman and goes, well, that's what we do.
So, Charles, I guess the question I'd ask at the end of this, and it's really for listeners to make up their own minds, I wouldn't want to speculate.
Mm.
Have these proceedings saved Bruce Lehman's reputation and protected it from any harm it may have received at the hands of the project?
Mm.
Or is Bruce Lehman now in a more embarrassing position than he was when he started? This is something defamation plaintiffs often end up asking themselves, I've noticed, Charles.
Yes. It does make you go, maybe defamation law in this country doesn't need reform. Like maybe.
Well, it did get reformed so that truth was a complete defence.
Yeah.
So that was a good change.
And I think people are still having a hard time catching up with that reform because they keep it. But it's good. I like the defamation laws at the moment. A lot of people say they're still too, on the side of the plaintiff. Mm. But
they're not looking
like
that way in court. Plaintiffs aren't kicking a lot of ass in the court.
Yeah, but I like them because they sort of like, it's like putting out some bait for a fish.
A trail of white powder.
A trail of white powder. They grab onto it and then we get to be able to read the court transcripts and everyone wins.
I mean, all I'm saying, this is just stuff the court heard. We're not reflecting on it in any way. I just hope justice is done, Charles. I just hope justice is done. That's my only hope in mentioning these proceedings is a desire to see justice done. This just leaves me with one question. I guess at the end of all this evidence we've heard, all this interesting detail, which doesn't mean anything as far as I can tell. It certainly doesn't make me change any my opinion of anybody's reputation.
Mm.
What can we sell Channel 7? Because to be honest, they pay well.
Yes. But the problem is I don't really want to, like, none of the things that got rapport with Bruce Lehman, they're not really things that would get rapport with me.
Well, Charles, would you have to hang out with Channel 7 journalists?
You'd have to hang out with
producers from Spotlight?
Yeah. No, see, this is the, I mean, maybe that's the way they get rapport with us, is to Agree. Like $10,000, I'm just thinking you could buy the latest Mac. Like, there's so
many. I love that. If you want to buy Charles, get it the latest Mac. You could put that towards your mortgage.
Yeah, or you could put it towards your mortgage. You could buy a fuck it off TV. I mean, like, there's so many things. You could go around the world on that sort of money.
So you heard it here first. If any media organisation wants to buy Charles Firth, just get the latest Mac and bring it to the Chase Report. Who can you give dirt on?
Anyone. Like, I'll sell you out for a new Mac.
Our gear is from Road. We're part of the Iconoclast Network. Charles Firth is on the market.
I've got all the dirt on Dom Knight.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.